Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass for winning every meeting. And welcome to the final track, the deep learning track. And as we've been talking about, the deep learning track is a different type of learning. Whereas the previous five tracks, the so-called training tracks, you've worked through like you've mostly learned in the past, listening to these ideas, doing the work in the workbook, taking the practices and putting them to work, getting better and better at the way you walk in and win every meeting. And this final track is an integration track where you don't need to do any work at all. You just sit back, close your eyes, and let this track do work on you as you are deeply integrating all of these ideas that we've covered together in this masterclass for your winning every meeting. And so, wherever you are right now, you want to find somewhere where you can sit back and relax and listen to this track. And if you're doing other things that require your attention, like operating a ride-on lawnmower, or certainly doing things that are dangerous, like flying a helicopter, or driving a train, or maybe just driving a car, then you want to come back to this when you can give it your full attention. And I'm assuming that you're here now, and I don't know where you like to go when it's time to relax. You might be sitting inside in your favorite chair, somewhere quiet where you won't be disturbed. Maybe outside, or even in your bed, knowing that you can pay full attention as you listen to this track and allow it to become deeply ingrained in your mind. And as you just begin to relax, what do you notice? Your body's slowing down. Have you got your legs up? Sitting straight or lying back? Just feeling your body slowing down. That's right. Feels good to relax, doesn't it? It's like when you come home from a long day, you just kick off your shoes. You know that it's time to just let go of all those other things that you've had on your mind and just relax. I don't know about you, but maybe sometimes when you go pick up the groceries, you try to carry it all in at the same time, don't you? Maybe you've loaded up your arms all the way to your elbows. You're just loaded up with all this weight. And then you finally get to the place where you can just drop it all and let it all go now. That's right. And often when we relax, it feels good to just close your eyes, doesn't it? Yet, I'm going to have you open them back up right now and just stare at a point in front of you. And this is a way that you can any time allow yourself to become focused and relaxed just by staring at a point in front of you and using your eyes to bring into focus all of your attention. And just keep staring at this point, looking for as much detail as you can see. Like you're all the way out there, seeing a meeting in the distance. And you're looking at it, trying to get as much detail as you can see. Who is that over there? What are they doing? What are they meeting on? And just keep staring at this point. That's right. And as you do this, you notice your eyes begin to strain, don't they? Keep looking at this point, but just allow your eyes to relax. That's right. And just notice you can see more of the room around you, your peripheries, up and down, What else are you noticing? Your breathing has likely changed. Your body feeling more calm. You can still stay alert and be calm, can't you? And now just begin to notice the sounds around you. The sound of my voice. Is that a real Australian accent? You're listening, aren't you? Can you detect it? Any other sounds that are around you? What are you noticing? Inside, sound of your breathing. And those other sounds that are around you, no longer disturbing you, because you're paying attention to the sound of my voice and to these sounds. Drifting. Taking you all the way down. Inside. It feels good to relax, doesn't it? And what else do you notice in your body? How much more relaxed do you feel? And sometimes what it's like to walk into a big meeting can be stressful, can't it? All these things on your mind. Yet when you feel prepared for winning every meeting, how much more relaxed do you now feel? What are you noticing? What's your back feel like? Those legs of yours. Neck. Arms. What's happened to your breathing changing? What do you notice in those hands of yours? When they're carrying all those groceries, how do they feel? Relative to when you just relax, how does that right hand feel? Different to your left foot. Your right knee has been there all along, hasn't it? Yet until you are paying attention, how much more do you notice? Like when you're prepared for winning every meeting. And those eyes, you might have already closed them, huh? And if not, you might allow them to just close. And feel your body going all the way down. That's right. All the way down. Inside. This program is already running, isn't it? Because you've made it this far. You've learned so much along the way. And I'm betting that you've already been putting it to work. What are you noticing? How different it feels walking in to win every meeting, being prepared. How are your results already different? What about your process? It feels good, doesn't it? To be in a meeting knowing you're prepared. And now it's time to be looking forward to another meeting. Might just be a regular meeting that you're walking into today or tomorrow or some other time. It might be a really big meeting. Like that Olympic athlete. She's trained her entire life. From the moment she picked up her sport. Every day focused on how she's getting better at winning. She's prepared so much. And now, it's time for the big meet. Whatever meeting that you're preparing for. How are you imagining yourself here now? You might be about to walk in. Like a pro athlete on game day, waking up, running your protocol, thinking ahead to driving your top performance, and imagining yourself here, walking inside. As you're taking steps towards the meeting, you might be reviewing your system for winning every meeting. Looking back, you might see how it's already been driving better and better results for you. That your process is better. And it feels good, doesn't it, to know you're prepared. And that you're running your best process better. And better and better, continuously improving at the way that you're winning every meeting. And now you have a chance to keep improving as you're looking ahead to this meeting you're walking into. As you're taking one step closer, you might be reviewing all of the great things you've done in being more prepared. Have you been putting this system to work? How deep is the first pillar? Have you got a black book? What is your equivalent for being your best prepared? And how much better are you driving results because you're prepared? What about your four-step protocol? It's a funny name, isn't it? Yet it's a powerful process you're already using for being more prepared. How do you imagine one of your favorite athletes best preparing for game day? And seeing yourself doing much the same. Every day playing your top game. As you take one step closer to the meeting, how are you reviewing your intent? Why? Why? Are you here? Why does this matter to you? A man walking into a job interview can be thinking about getting the job. Or he can be thinking about how this is his shot. To land the job that he truly dreams. To provide for his family. To be in a position where he can be winning more every day. He's done the work. Because his intent is a lot bigger than just this one meeting. And what is yours? What is your vision? All the way from the top of the tree, you can see the forest. What is your vision? How is this meeting that you're taking one step closer to part of your vision? And climbing down the tree, a lumberjack knows it's time to go to work. And as you take one step closer to this meeting, How are you prepared? Going to work. What's your outcome intent? I know you know what it is. Running the meeting protocol, you know. Never to make it too big. Sitting an exam, you're not trying to graduate, are you? Just to pass this one exam. This one more step towards this meeting. With your clear next step in mind. What about your process goals? Professional swimmers make it to the Olympics. Not by working harder than everyone else, but by honing in on their process. Just small improvements in quality every day. Being your best, stepping into this meeting. Winning more and more. What about your character? I know this is a funny concept as well, isn't it? But you know you're just not you, are you? You're the best version of you. Stepping in for winning this meeting. Which character are you being? Because you've done the work, haven't you? You're prepared. You've designed your characters. All the way down to their traits. The spy puts a marble in his shoe to change his gait. What about your character? How are you prepared? What about your state? We all know state matters, doesn't it? A football coach might stand there screaming at his team, spraying saliva all over them, in a frenzy. His state, going first, transferring the state to his team. What is this state of winning every meeting that you're in now? Why? Why are you going to win? What is your state of winning? How do you consistently, repeatedly, systematically put yourself in this state for winning? You lead with the physical, don't you? Taking one more step closer. You're thinking about your tools. That carpenter, tool belt, on, toolbox, prepped. What about you? What tools have you prepared for winning this meeting? How much have you rehearsed your tools? What tools might be most valuable to you now? And looking back, you see, tools are also the third pillar of the system for winning every meeting, aren't they? The skills that you've rapidly built in this masterclass. The five principles, the five practices, and the way that you've been building these skills over time. Equipping you. Preparing you for walking in and winning more and more. How do you see these skills coming together? imagining forward to continuing to build your skills. How much more is possible for you? With your top processes and top skills coming together, it's game time now, isn't it? You've got clear intent. You're in character. State. Your tools are on. As you now step into this meeting. And you might be seeing yourself here. Or imagining yourself being here. Seeing it through your eyes. Who is here? What is the meeting room? Are you walking in and shaking hands? Where are you sitting? Or standing? How are you feeling? Knowing you're here, prepared. Because you have a system for winning every meeting. That whether this is a high stakes meeting, or just any old meeting for you, you have a system for being your best prepared. How well did you run your pre-meeting protocol and your post-meeting protocol after your last meeting? Because here now, all that is done. And you're running your meeting protocol. You setting the pre-frame. If nobody's leading, then how are you leading towards your next steps? Driving your intent like a NASCAR driver. All the way through the meeting. What about rapport? I'm betting you are already really good at building rapport. And now you have a system for being your best prepared. How are you even better and better? And better at building rapport. There are three levels of rapport deeply ingrained in you. Easy to relate to you, isn't it? Because you're prepared. Conscious rapport. Seeking commonalities. Building rapport unconsciously. Maybe you're doing a little bit of matching and mirroring. Maybe you're just changing the volume of your voice. So that person is looking at you, thinking, you're just like me. What about profiling? What are you noticing? Which character and state are they in? What are some of the words, thoughts? How are they motivated, dressed? What are you learning about them so that you can tailor your communications for best relating to them and driving them forward towards your next steps? Because you're prepared and highly skilled at moving forward, aren't you? Winning every meeting. What about benefits and objections? If this is a sales meeting, you are already an expert on the benefits and objections you need to move through. A top saleswoman might step back for years and keep working her black book, writing inside all of her best ideas. What emotions drive people to buy your product? What logic sells? What are those roadblocks that get in the way? And no matter what meeting you're moving through to your next steps, by moving forward, the benefits. Driving through those roadblocks like that NASCAR driver, all the way through to your next steps. Because this is what you came here for, isn't it? You started with clear intent, all the way from the top of the tree, seeing the forest, down to your intent for this meeting. You most certainly perform your best because you're prepared. And how do you see yourself here now? Getting the results you want. Moving this meeting through to your next steps. Because you're prepared. And you might now be getting up and leaving the meeting. Shaking hands. How do you feel? How good was your process? How great does it feel to drive better and better results? And you might be thinking ahead to how you're doing this more and more. Perfecting your method. Building on your skills for driving your system for winning every meeting better and more. And now, every good meeting, like every good barbecue, must come to an end. You've been sitting here relaxing a long time, haven't you, integrating these ideas? And so now it's time to just shake it off. Maybe you feel yourself just wiggling your toes, your fingers, taking those arms of yours and bringing them back to life. Certainly opening your eyes. Because you've been integrating these ideas for winning every meeting. And now it's time for you to go out and win even more. And every time you listen to this track, these ideas become deeper and deeper inside your mind. And when you sleep and dream at night, imagine your brain remembering all the ways you're now winning more and more.